Exactly. It is being written as it goes on. Live TV.
So, would you care to say anything more about how in any given moment, each of us as a spiritual being in a human body, so a spiritual being and a human being, that the influence that we can have on anything that may have been planned prior to our incarnating into this human experience? Because there's a lot of people who are reading books like Robert Schwartz's Courageous Souls. It's easy to get the impression that there's a lot of detailed planning that went on
for some, but it is not in a place where you are meant to remember when you are in the physical body what your plan was, because then it would be no fun. Then you would know exactly what you have to do. Then you would not have all these experiences that bring you up and bring you down. And so in the spiritual world, you can say very in a very detailed or not detailed factor, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to bring in. This is how I want to be. I want you to do this, you to do that. But there would be no purpose of jumping in and knowing exactly what you're supposed to do. The fun of it was almost like a game almost like hide and seek. Like, let me jump in, and everybody is hiding, and everyone will come out one at a time, you know, and things will, I will allow you to be however you want to be, but you know somewhere what I am trying to achieve. So I haven't read the script. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know how I'm going to react. And so when you achieve this place of love, remembering or not remembering, you will be in that vibration of love. And that is every soul's purpose, to bring that feeling from the spirit into the physical.
All right. And that from that vibration of love, anything that is desired in any moment in a human being's life can be created regardless of what plans a person may think that he made as a spiritual being before he incarnated.
So much more can be accomplished and could be created. And that happens when you know who you truly are, and when you know love creates everything.
Okay. Well, I think that...
good questions, Bob.
Yeah, this is a good question from Joe. And we thank him for that. We thank you for your insight. And it's interesting working with this new recording equipment.
We thought you would enjoy this.
I hope it sounds as good on the recording as it does in the live monitoring. And
so we hope to speak to you again soon with new questions or perhaps subjects we would like to pass to you all in the physical.
I hope so, too. I look forward to speaking to you again.
As always, we send you blessings.
And blessings to you in return. Thank you.